Waukesha has been grappling with water quality and quantity issues for years. The city needed to come up with a safe supply of drinking water and settled on diverting it from Lake Michigan. Yesterday, a potential barrier to that plan disappeared. A group that had challenged the project announced it would not file a lawsuit after all. Yet, as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz reports, the group intends to keep a close eye on other projects that it thinks might pose a threat to the Great Lakes.
Waukesha's deep wells have diminished over time and contain high levels of radium, a dangerous carcinogen. The city is under court order to come up with a safe, reliable water supply that meets federal standards. A consortium of Canadian and U.S. mayors announced yesterday it would not take its concern about Waukesha's plans to divert water from Lake Michigan to court. Yet city officials weren't sipping champagne yesterday learning the news. Mayor Sean Riley says that's because they have too much work to do.
We're still proceeding with permitting, designing, negotiations and everything else.
The city still is deciding just whose water it will buy. Waukesha already signed an agreement with the city of Oak Creek, but earlier this summer, Milwaukee made a last-minute bid.
I think by the end of September, we'll have the supplier decision done. And what we fully intend is construction will be done by 2023.
That's when Waukesha's residence taps will begin flowing with Lake Michigan water. John Dickert heads the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, the group of mayors that contemplated taking legal action against Waukesha's diversion plan.
Our challenge was not only with the diversion itself, but also the process. There should have been a public hearing in all of the 8 states and the 2 provinces.
Dickert says the city's initiative set the lawsuit option aside after negotiating with the Compact Council for more rigorous review of future applications to use Great Lakes water. The council represents the 8 Great Lakes states and is tasked with managing and protecting the massive freshwater resource. Dickert points out that while Waukesha was the first city to apply for a Great Lakes diversion, more than 100 other communities could be waiting in the wings. He says it will become increasingly important for watchdogs to protect the lakes. The Taiwanese company Foxconn is top of Dickert's mind. Last week, Governor Walker unveiled legislation that includes less stringent environmental regulations in order to ease Foxconn's entry into southeastern Wisconsin. The manufacturer wants to build a huge factory that would make LCD screens and would require large quantities of water for the process.
We're going to see more and more of this coming to the Midwest. The Midwest is going to be where industries are coming back, especially high water intense users. So to us, it's incredibly important that we stand firm and tall on the issues of water diversions and how water is being used in the Great Lakes, because it's a very fragile resource. The Great Lakes only replenish at 1% per year.
Republican lawmakers who back the Foxconn bill argue that it's possible to both attract development and protect the environment. GOP State Representative Jim Steinecke supports the legislation.
Obviously, that's something we're going to be cognizant of as the process goes forward. Everybody wants to have clean air, clean water, and keep those things protected. But I think there's a way to do that without dramatically changing the bill as it is.
This afternoon, both supporters and opponents of the Foxconn bill, including its environmental measures, will have the opportunity to share their views. The Assembly Committee on Jobs and the Economy is holding a public hearing in Madison. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Today's hearing on the Foxconn bill begins at the state capitol at 1:30. The public is expected to have its say beginning at 4:30.